And every hand's a winner, just like every hand's a loser. And the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. You gotta know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away.
We gotta let Pete Rose into the Hall of Fame. And you know,
there's Donald Trump the other day with the ultimate pander in Cincinnati, trying to do former baseball great Pete Rose a favor by calling on Major League Baseball to let Rose into the Hall of Fame. Now, Pete Rose, of course, is banned from the Hall of Fame because Pete Rose bet on baseball. But that did get me thinking, you know, that would be like a political journalist betting on politics. It's something I would never, ever do. But lots of people do that in the UK. It's huge business, and betting odds could be the way to go, given the demonstrated awfulness of most of our political polls this year. So let's bring in Mike Smithson. He's one of the British punters, odds makers, gamblers in the UK. He's editor at politicalbetting.com. Mike Smithson, welcome to the show.
Welcome to you. Thank you.
Political betting isn't something that goes on here in the United States, at least not legally. So how does it work in the betting shops in the UK?
It works online. It works in betting shops. It works everywhere. It's a very, very big business. Betting became legal here in 1961. And ever since then, betting on politics has played a big part, particularly when you've got big elections coming up. And there's a massive amount of interest in the current American election, created, I guess, by Mr. Trump.
And are British punters interested early in the primaries where there's a big field, like 15, 17 options?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There was a lot of betting going on throughout the whole process of the Republican Party's sorting down. And it's you know, I think there's several million pounds now, which has already been wagered on who's going to get the nomination.
So let's talk odds and how they've changed. Given at least the basics of what we know about politics, I have to think that the odds are pretty short on Hillary Clinton, right?
Yes, she is about a 60% chance of becoming next president.
Okay,
And Donald Trump is about a 20% chance.
Only about a 20% chance. Talk about the Republican field and where the odds are and how they've changed.
Well, the current favorite, of course, is Donald Trump. I've got it on my screen in front of me at the moment. He is a 70% chance. In second place is Mr. Quiz, who's now on a 14% chance. Rubio is 3%, and Kasich is 8%. All the others are clearly out of it. Though there has been a little bit of speculation going on about on Romney or on Paul Ryan, just in case there is a convention clash, and they might appear out of the background.
Right. So for a £10 bet today, let's say I think there's going to be a convention chicanery and some kind of brokered situation. For a £10 bet, what do I get if Paul Ryan is the next president?
I think you get about $1,000. It's about 100 to 1.
It's
a bet I got on at 150 to 1.
You've made that bet?
Oh yeah. I mean, basically, all betting is about making an assessment of what you think the chances of something happening and whether the betting odds that you can get are better than your assessment.
Mike Smith, then I have to know, how much did you lose on Jeb Bush?
I didn't lose anything on Jeb Bush.
In fact,
I made money on Jeb Bush because I figured right at the start that this guy hadn't got it, and I was betting against him.
Why aren't you in the United States doing political punditry? Nobody seems to have known that.
I've used to work a little bit in the U.S., and I've got quite a lot of contacts there. I was told by somebody whose view I respect back in June that Jeb Bush was perhaps the least accomplished of the Bush family. And the fact is that he'd been out of politics for, 10 years since before starting his presidential run, and that he would be rusty. And I think that's what was shown during the campaign. So I was betting against him.
Jeb Bush and his super PAC spent $150 million. It evaporated. Mike Smithson made money on that deal. He's one of the British punters making odds on U.S. elections. This is big business in the U.K. He's editor at politicalbetting.com. Mike Smithson, fascinating.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.